Move, just leave your dollar with his mama too. Lean back and stay a while now with his mama too.
You know what a mini hipster is? No, it's not a midget who's a hippie. It's a style that's very large on tennis courts. A fellow from England who's a fashion designer has come out with all sorts of innovations in tennis togs. He's Arlene Francis's guest a little later on in this half hour. Richard's Flugel Nights, Everybody Loves My Baby.
Today, the Wynn Oil Company Chorale, directed by John Philip Azusa, presents the renowned, the remarkable Mrs. Miller. First, Mr. Keenan Wynn.
Today, Mrs. Miller will perform an original madrigal based on a product that stops oil burning, restores compression, and gives your car total power. Mrs. Miller.
Wynn's new charge in your crankcase gives it total power. That new charge.
Mrs. Miller, that was beautiful. Wynn's new charge. We'll keep your car going strong.
Oh, Mr. Wynn.
Yes, Mrs. Miller.
Are you related to the Wynn Oil Company people of Azusa?
No, we both just happened to spell our names W-Y-N-N. Oh, by the way, please call me Keenan.
Why, thank you, Keenan. You may call me Mrs. Miller.
Monitor Outdoors with Kurt Gowdy. Brought to you by Kiekhafer, makers of Mercury Outboard Motors, and by Zebco Sports Products, both divisions of Brunswick Corporation. Here's Kurt.
Hi, everybody. I'd like to tell you about some new ways fishermen use to size up their catches. But first, this message.
Last year, Mercury introduced Thunderbolt, the world's first electronic ignition system on an outboard motor. Thunderbolt ignition delivers such a high-voltage spark that it does away with spark plug fouling. So a set of plugs lasts years. It eliminates slow starts, rough idle, and pre-ignition caused by the use of leaded gasoline. And now Thunderbolt ignition has no breaker points to wear out or need replacement. Breakerless Thunderbolt sets a new standard in ignition reliability. Thunderbolt is available on four new Mercury outboards, 50, 65, 95, and 110 horsepower. What's next? Whatever it is, if it's new, expect it from Mercury first. See your Mercury outboard dealer. He's got all nine quiet new Mercuries for 1967, 3.9 to 110 horsepower. Once again, Kurt Gowdy.
Many years ago, I found out that the size of a fish can be mighty important, and that there's more than one way to stretch a size. Now, this particular occasion was an ice fishing expedition. A man named Truck Williams picked me up one cold January morning and we drove through snowdrifts to a little lake south of Milwaukee. Here we spent the first hour digging holes in the ice, and the next three jumping up and down to keep warm and watching for one of those little flags to spring up. Finally, one of the tip-ups indicated that a fish had taken our bait. Truck beat me to it, watched the line pay off the reel, and then set the hook. Unceremoniously, he hauled a little northern pike out on the ice. Truck picked up the fish, looked it over very carefully. "Looks a little small," he said. "Might not even be legal." Then he pulled out a tape measure and stretched it from the tip of the fish's nose to the point of its tail. "Lacks half an inch," he announced. Tossing the fish back on the ice, he asked me what I thought we should do. Well, I didn't have any opinion. This was my first ice fishing trip, and I certainly didn't know anything about the regulations in Wisconsin. So Truck solved the problem himself. Telling me to look the other direction, he launched his 280 pounds in the air and came down with both feet on that little fish. Then he took out his tape and measured it again. "A quarter of an inch over," he said. "A good legal fish." Now, like I said, this was my first indoctrination to the art of measuring fish. But since then, I have learned that there are many other ways to get the job done. For instance, some fishermen pull a lively fish from the water and immediately place a foot on it to keep it from flopping. Then they bring out a tape and measure it from the nose to the tail up and over their feet. But the up-and-down method is probably the best of all. With this method, you measure one side of the fish from his nose to his tail, and without removing the tape, flip him over on the other side. Then you extend the tape to the fish's nose again and take a reading. Now, of course, the same results can be obtained by measuring just one side and multiplying by two. But such a method should be avoided if you're a little shaky at arithmetic. Now, I've never tried that method, but they tell me it's a real way to turn an average-sized fish into a lunker. Everyone doesn't exaggerate with a tape measure, though, because I know a man in Texas who went fishing and invited, and get this, 14 people over for a fish fry. "Got some real nice ones," he told me over the phone. "How big?" I asked him. "I got two, it'll go 6 inches," he said. "Two 6-inch fish?" I asked. "Kurt," he explained patiently, "I don't know how you Yankee fellers measure your fish, but the two I'm talking about are 6 inches between the eyes." Good fishing, sportsman. This is Kurt Gowdy for Monitor Outdoors. How would you like to win a Dreamer camper on a new 67 pickup? How about $2,500 cash to boot? This combination is the grand prize in Zepco's $25,000 sports stakes. You could win it or one of 2,500 other great prizes. All you do is visit your Zepco dealer and fill out an entry blank, no obligation. So look for the dealer who has Zepco fishing tackle and Redhead sporting equipment and enter the Zepco $25,000 sports stakes. Void where prohibited by law. Zepco Division, Brunswick Corporation.
Later on Monitor Outdoors, how to talk like a boatnik, or don't go down to the sea in a ship if you don't know a gunnel from a funnel. Mates, yous are on board the Monitor Beacon. Morgan, Monitor, 18 minutes past the hour. Have some afterthoughts from Jack Jones.
Lingering, whispering afterthoughts, catching at my sleeve like the autumn leaves blowing in the rain. Not that I'll admit I'm the least apprehensive, just pensive, wondering in vain, did I say enough, tell enough, well enough, and in spite of all. I must always must always pursue. Or have an afterthought to.
Ordered your Mother's Day flowers from your FTD florist yet? What kind of an offspring are you?
Not gonna answer. Okay, let's go to another scene.
Helen, I'm home. What's for supper?
Hey, you're sure bright-eyed. I'd be bored to death with this housework routine day after day.
Busy mothers, women who can't afford to be dull, sharpen their wits with No-Doze. No-Doze Keep Alert tablets or new chewable mints, safe as coffee, help you keep up with people and conditions around you. So to fight off afternoon letdown,
sharpen your wits with No-Doze. No-Doze keeps you alert.
Miniskirts in Moscow by the Bob Crew Generation. Next on monitor, Arlene Francis, brought to you by Orlon 33 Acrylic, the DuPont carpet fiber that never gets tired, and James Lee's carpets. Here's Arlene.
Our guest is the English fashion designer who's best known for the tennis outfit he created for Gussie Moran. Remember that outfit, the one with the lace panties? We'll talk with Teddy Tinling in just 1 minute. You've probably heard me talk before about Lee's cushy carpets made with pile of Orlon 33 acrylic by DuPont. But did I tell you about the five different textures? The loop pile and the twist and the plush and the two elegant sculptures? Well, Lee's has them all, you know, at their springy, lively Orlon 33 best.
Springier, fancier, it's the carpet fiber that's lovelier. Springier, livelier, made by DuPont, it's Orlon 33.
When you look at Lee's full house of textures in carpets made with Orlon 33 acrylic, be sure to give them the touch test. Your bare toe will tell you how much springier, livelier, plushier these heavenly carpets by Lee's really are.
Springier, livelier, name on the front, it's Orlon 33.
England's tennis-playing couturier, Teddy Tinling, is called the guy who makes girls look the way guys want them to. His tennis fashions are feminine and far from conservative. They include the mini hipster, the romper, and frilled knickers. Mr. Tinling talked about his designs with reporter John Cannon.
Teddy, you're trying to kind of jazz up tennis and put a little style in it, huh?
Well, I think it's a game that needs a bit more communication with young people than it has had. Tennis is a difficult game, and you don't get much status at it for many years, and I think young people nowadays want to have something that's more satisfactory quickly.
Well, to get you thoroughly acquainted with the American public, Teddy, you are quite famous for Gussie Moran and her lace panties, the L'Affaire Gussie. Now, tell us about that and revive our memory.
Well, that was 1949, and Gussie came to England for the first time not knowing the sort of traditions of England, and one of them at that time was that you wore white, strictly white, and pure white for tennis. And she wanted to look terribly feminine, wrote me and told me that she had been immersed in a world of colour and she wanted colour on her clothes. And I told her that she would be very unpopular if she followed this idea, and so I searched for something that I considered essentially feminine, which was not, in fact, to be colour, and this is how we stumbled on the lace. And, of course, what people forget very easily, and I do also, is that skirts for tennis in 1949 were knee-length, and so that the eventual lace pants were only seen very tantalizingly every few minutes. You got a glimpse now and then.
We're all intrigued by this mod look on the tennis courts, and you might explain some of these terms to a man which are totally baffling, like mini pants, the mini hipster. What are they?
Well, the mini hipster I would describe very shortly as the perhaps the shortest skirt in the business. Would that do?
All right, that's very clear. And what about scallops? What do you mean?
Well, trimmings, I think, are the embellishment. They're the gilding on the lily, and everybody, isn't it? Another creed of mine is there isn't a lily yet that's so good that it doesn't need a bit of gilding. So the scallops are part of the gilding.
Another touch you have is zodiac signs along the cup.
Well, that comes from personal superstitions, John. Uh-huh. Every competitor in any sport is very, very personal and very superstitious, and my players just love to have their horoscope sign on their dresses, and it gives them a personal feeling that they're playing against somebody else who's in a different horoscope sign and may have a different destiny.
Now, you're becoming famous for color. Now, most clubs have a rule, you have to wear white. Now, is white still basic? Is the color just an added touch, or where does color come into this?
No, I would always, always, always recommend a white dress. I recommend a white dress in a wonderful sort of synthetic fiber like the DuPont people make, and then we put accessories on that in color because, again, people want something bright and gay. But you know, hospital nurses have had a great appeal right through life. A lot of people have fallen in love with white clothes.
Now, carrying on this modernization of tennis, I am told that there are colored rackets, too.
Oh, I think there's colored rackets and colored balls for playing, and I think all that's very much a part of today. People are bored stiff with black and white. You know the way that we want color television, color newspapers, color movies. We must have color tennis also.
I must say, Mr. Tinling scores on that point with his colorful collection of tennis fashions. Teddy Tinling, the English designer, and this is Arlene Francis for Monitor. Now let's get down to business about carpets for business. Lee's Mark Royal, the commercial carpet with the handcrafted look. Business carpets have to be durable. Mark Royal is made to stay springier, bouncier, livelier, longer. It's made with a pile of Orlon 33 acrylic by DuPont.
Springier, livelier, name on the front, it's Orlon 33.
For business or pleasure, it's those heavenly carpets by Lee's.
Listen again next weekend when Orlon 33 from DuPont and James Lee's Carpets present Arlene Francis. This is Monitor, nationwide on NBC. In Chambersburg, Pennsylvania, we're heard on WCBG.
Governor Lester Maddox of Georgia will meet the press today on the NBC radio network.
At home with you down, you buy Kohler of Kohler. who brings you the bold look for 67.
Home buying is a subject Leon Wiener knows a great deal about. He's the president of the National Association of Home Builders. Reporter Betty Grobley questioned him in Washington.
First of all, I'd like to find out, Mr. Wiener, is this a good time to buy a home?
Yes, I think it is. We have a tremendous growth coming in the future. There is a wide variety and choice and selection of homes that's available now, particularly because 1966 was a year in which the market had not been as active as we might have hoped that it would be. I believe now is an excellent time because there is a real excellent choice.
Now, what about costs for land, materials, labor, and so on? Will these continue to go up as they have in the past?
Well, hopefully, we would like to say that they won't go up, but the facts of life, of course, have indicated that with a scarcity of land close in and available with all the necessary facilities and with the increased problems of transportation and others, the costs of many of these products that go into a house, such as land and so forth, threaten to go up. I would say the answer to that is yes. I think that an investment in a house now is an excellent opportunity to soundly face some appreciation in the future.
Would you describe your home, Mr. Wiener? I'm always fascinated to find out what kind of a home a professional home builder lives in.
I live in a house that was built in 1740 originally. There were some additions made in 1790. It was completely remodeled and rehabilitated about 1935 by a very interested person in the old architectural work just off the boundary line of Delaware. It's a Pennsylvania farmhouse with 18-inch thick stone walls and so on. It's not a house that I built, incidentally. Mm-hmm. My wife loves the country.
How long ago did you buy it?
About 7 years ago.
Is it nice and comfortable and to live in?
Yes, it is.
Are there some areas of the house that you would like to see incorporated in new houses that are being built?
Well, as a matter of fact, we've taken some of the features of the house that we have found very important, the simplicity in design. As a matter of fact, it's really, in many respects, quite contemporary in its elegant, simple lines. The graciousness of some of the rooms with the simple materials that have been used with a minimum of ornateness and so on.
Finally, I'd like to ask you, Mr. Wiener, I wonder if there's a likelihood that mortgage rates will come down any further.
Yes, I think there is a likelihood that the mortgage rates will come down more to a normal, if there is such a thing as a normal. But I think that this is not a contradiction with making a decision to purchase a home now, because I think the rates will come down by the time someone's ready to settle for his property and move in. The rates will be at some kind of a level. And I think that if anybody wanted to wait to make the decision, I think they'd be making a mistake.
Leon Wiener, president of the National Association of Home Builders, with some revealing information for home buyers. This is Hugh Downs for Monitor. Once again, a word from Kohler of Kohler.
A question. Of all the rooms in the house, which two do you use the most often? If you answered the kitchen and the bathroom, you're right. Now another. Who knows the most about modernizing those two rooms? Answer your Kohler plumbing contractor, the first man to call for bathroom and kitchen ideas. See your Kohler plumbing contractor, the man who knows most about the rooms you use most often. At Home with Hugh Downs has been brought to you by Kohler of Kohler, who brings you the bold look for 67. And you are on the Monitor Beacon. 14 minutes before the hour. Our next guest on Monitor in about 4 minutes is an ex-heavyweight boxing champion of Dartmouth, who's also been a gold miner and a sand hog. He's done best in movies. His name is Robert Ryan. Got something by the Sinatras first, Nancy and Her Papa.
I know I stand in line until you think you have the time to spend an evening with me. And if we go someplace to dance, I know that there's a chance you won't be leaving with me. And afterwards we drop into a quiet little place and have a drink or two. Then I go and spoil it all by saying something stupid like I love you. I can see it in your eyes that you despise the same old lies you heard the night before. And though it's just a line to you, for me it's true and never seemed so right before. Every day to find some clever lines to say to make the meaning come true. But then I think I'll wait until the evening gets late and I'm alone with you. The time is right, your perfume fills my head, the stars get red and oh, the night's so blue. Then I go and spoil it all by saying something stupid like I love you. Your perfume fills my head, the stars get red, and oh, the night's so blue. And then I go and spoil it all by saying something stupid like I love you. I love you. I love you.
Now, a message meant for you. Are you high-spirited? Now there's an exciting drink to match your champagne mood. Sparkling Champale. C-H-A-M-P-A-L-E. Like nothing else you ever tasted except champagne. Champale puts more sparkle in any get-together. Buy Sparkling Champale wherever beer is sold. Costs just pennies more. Sparkling Champale Malt Liquor. Metropolis Brewery, Trenton, New Jersey.
Mr. Miller? The Mr. Miller who owns a Cub Cadet tractor?
Wrong Miller. You want the one next door.
Well, that's all right. I'm doing a survey on cadet tractors, and I'm sure you've watched your neighbor using his.
Oh, I've seen that guy Miller with his cadet, all right. Mowing, hauling wood, working in the garden.
Uh-huh.
I see too much, I'll tell you.
Well, you sound sort of negative. Does it make too much noise?
Well, no, it's quiet enough. But like they say, it's not a toy, it's a tractor. Built like the big IH tractors.
Well, I don't see
you
what...
You just don't get it. I don't know if that Cub Cadet is ever going to wear out.
Hmm. Well, why should that bother you? What?
You couldn't guess? I sell lawnmowers.
Here's a bonus for you. Buy a new Cub Cadet lawn and garden tractor, 7, 10, or 12 horsepower, anytime before July 1st from a participating dealer. You'll get an international rotary mower free. To find your cadet dealer, phone Western Union and ask for Operator 25. A Hollywood studio once searched 6 months for an actor who didn't look like one, and they found him. It was some time ago, and the actor who didn't look like an actor has done very well for himself. Further description of him here by Leonard Probst, NBC News, who interviewed him.
Robert Ryan is best known as a man who works in movies. He appeared in the film The Professionals, which is now being shown around the country. He's made 4 other films, which are about to be released. He is going to Spain to make 2 more. And then he goes to England for a rather unusual reason as far as an American actor is concerned. But let's get that story from Robert Ryan.
Leonard, I'm going to the Nottingham Repertory Company in August. And I intend to do 2 plays there, and I shall be there, I would think, until about the end of November. The plays will be The Long Day's Journey into Night and Othello. I get another chance to do Shakespeare.
Why do it? I mean, what do you get paid? What is it for doing a job like this?
I think their salary in American money would come to about $120 a week.
Not as much as you make doing a picture in Spain.
No. Actually, I'm making the picture in Spain so I can do the season at Nottingham.
We apparently are willing to accept the brain drain if they'll send over their scientists and engineers and technicians. We're quite happy, but when they send over British actors... we get mad.
The whole trouble, Leonard, is not British actors. It's the theater itself in America. It's in a very sick state right now. There aren't enough jobs, for anybody anyhow. And I think it's extremely unfortunate. We have one or two playwrights in the whole theater that are considered important. When I was a kid, they had 30. In 1927, I think they had 125 theaters on Broadway showing plays. It's reached a point now where, due to cost, primarily, I think, that the slick, well-tailored musical with all the familiar ingredients is the only sure thing, and consequently, that's most of what we get, or the bedroom comedy. There hasn't been a serious play outside of The Homecoming, which is a British import, I don't believe for the last 2 years. I can't think of any offhand. And this is very unfortunate. What will happen to the American theater? It will not be because the British actors are spoiling it. It's because it's at a period of very, very low vitality. We build these great, big, beautiful culture domes, and nobody seems to know what to put in them. I think it ought to be the other way around. All the great theater has started on a very small scale and grown. We're doing it the other way around.
That was Robert Ryan, and we'd just like to say something about his comment that we haven't had a serious play outside of The Homecoming in 2 years. While it's true that there has been a shortage of serious drama, I'm afraid we'll have to take into account, among others, Edward Albee's A Delicate Balance, which, as you know, won the Pulitzer Prize just this week.
Plymouth is out to win you over this year.
Hi, this is Edie Gourmet. Ever wonder what happened to compact cars? I mean, they really were a good idea, right? Well, let me tell you, the Plymouth Valiant still is. It's one compact that's stuck to its guns.
You're right as rain, Edie. Valiant has stuck to the original compact idea of more car for less money. All the room you want, all the power you need, yet still handsome to look at and easy to park. Drive one and see. The Valiant still makes a lot of good sense.
Follow your heart, see your Plymouth dealer today.
Valiant, the new economy champ, delivered the best mileage of all 42 cars entered in this year's mobile economy run. Drive the winner now during your Plymouth dealer's big bonus sale.
Squaw Wanderley, take care, my heart.
My name, Jose Jimenez, the bellboy, carrying travel advice from the bell system. Number A. Call hotels, motels, and resorts for reservations so you got a peace of mind knowing your room is ready. Number B. Be sure and stop the milk and paper. Number C. Call all persons you want to visit along the way. Number D. Call home from vacation to share the fun. Number E. If driving, use seatbelts and drive carefully so you arrive sound and safe and keep that reservation.
News coming up on the hour. Hope you'll stay. H. Morgan for Monitor.
This is your NBC Monitor.